I would like to dedicate this song to all the college girls out there. The ones that don't care about class or anything. They just want to have a good time. And they want to know where the party's at. Yeah. This story is based loosely about a girl who knew me. Her name was Susie and she usually went out every day but Tuesday. People thought she was bougie, her drinking habits grew worse. She picked it up in college, so it's pretty much a new thirst. After class every night, she staggered out her dorm with a new attire on that she had never worn. She walked uptown from the second floor of Sims, looking to make her rounds, getting wild out with her friends and become popular. Susie kept on drinking, by the time she gets to the bar, the alcohol starts to sinking. She's a firm believer, every night she's in the woods, dancing on some random guy trying to show up for goods. And maybe if she's lucky, he'll take her back to his hall, because we all know it's up when her dress begins to fall. Too bad no one told her that he was completely sober. Her mother would just scold her. Peer pressure's like a boulder, but she's popular. And ain't nobody here that's stopping her. She's thinking that the whole world's watching her. And every guy just wants to talk with her and knock with her, cause she's popular. So they dance through the night, hoping some more drinks can make it feel alright. Rolling on her knees so she ain't so uptight. When you're popular, it's just the day in the life. Susie's friends saved her and they started for home. At least tonight she won't be a statistic of the red zone. But Susie is known, she has the rep to get around. Frat guys, GDIs, whoever would lay her down. Various rooms through town, what else could I suggest? She climbs up in bed as if it were the ladder to success. She's become a mess, but believes inside that she's been blessed. Long legs and big breasts, almost guys, she's passed the test. The funny thing is she was a virgin till as of late, cause she told everyone in high school that she wanted to wait. Now she's whack and fake, told guys she gravitates, thinking she's so cool for all the dudes she makes ejaculate. It's hypocritical to hate the fact that she's become a whore, cause my jaw still hits the floor when she walks on up through the door. Now pretty much this whole side of campus rides up on top of her. Doesn't matter anyway, cause inside she thinks that she is popular. And ain't nobody here that's stopping her. She's thinking that the whole world's watching her. And every guy just wants to talk with her and knock with her, cause she's popular. So they dance through the night, hoping some more drinks can make it feel alright. Rolling on her knees so she ain't so uptight. When you're popular, it's just the day in the life. As they left the bar, Susie started feeling dizzy, looking for her friend Lizzie, asking everyone where is she. Made it to High Street, she could barely stand. Her friends began to panic, so they turned left and ran. Susie couldn't understand. In the sky she saw a comet, then she keeled over a car, proceeded to vomit. She couldn't stop getting sick, so she called for a nurse. A few cops drove by just to make her evening worse. Talk about popular, was that her only motivation? She thought in her head as they took and drove her to the station. They asked her if she had any ID. She lied, said, "No, I'm Molly from McBride." See, they called her bluff and made her swallow her pride. She took an ambulance ride, stayed inside on McCullough and Hyde. The funny thing is, right now as we speak, poor Susie's name could be read this week in the campus police beat. But she's popular, and ain't nobody here that's stopping her. She's thinking that the whole world's watching her, and every guy just wants to talk with her and knock with her, cause she's popular. So they dance through the night, hoping some more drinks can make it feel alright. Rolling on her knees so she ain't so uptight. When you're popular, it's just the day in the life.